This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we have explained previously, one of the most important and helpful tips that will make us cope with any trial or tribulation in life is to understand and to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through His names and attributes. And one of His names and attributes is Al-Hakim, the most wise. When we understand that characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will come to realize that Allah will never act upon anything, will never cause anything to happen without a specific wisdom. Now, whether you understand that wisdom or not is another issue, because our job is to believe that He has done such and such because of a specific wisdom, and that wisdom will always be for your own goodness. And here is a point for you to note. A heedless person, someone whose main concern is this dunya and not the hereafter, will always face his challenges and trials in life with the mindset of doubts about Allah and His wisdom. Such a person will always question Allah, why you did this? Why me? Why you allow such evil to occur, and so on and so forth. Just like the person that I was talking to, and I was quoting him the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that a person may utter a word and because of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become angry. And as a result, such a person will be thrown in hellfire, wal'ayadu billah, for 70 years. When this man heard the hadith, he said what? He said, Allah is not that cruel. One word equivalent to 70 years in hellfire, that's cruelty. He described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being cruel just because he didn't understand the wisdom behind the punishment and also the wisdom behind the importance of controlling our tongue. So this is something very, very important. Someone whose main concern is this dunya, occupied with this playful and temporary world, will always question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the trials for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a doubt is a source of strength and certainty about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wisdom. A wise scholar, Ibn Ata'illah al-Sakandari, once said, مَتَى فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الْفَهْمِ عَادَ الْمَنْعُ عَيْنُ الْعَطَاءِ. The basic understanding of these wise words is that many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us to understand the wisdom behind certain events that we experience in life. We will appreciate them and we will move on. But many other times we will never understand why things happen the way they happen. They may appear to us as evil and bad and negative. And no matter how many times we think about the reason, we will never reach to a conclusion. But in the process of pondering, reflecting, lies the blessing, lies the benefits that are far superior than what you were prevented from. Subhanallah al-Azim. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, once said, لو أنصف العبد ربه. That if we were to do justice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's assume that we can do justice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen as a result? La'alima, we will definitely know beyond doubt that the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us in that which He had prevented us from earning or from attaining from this dunya is far greater and far superior than that which Allah already had provided. Look at this. Why? Because we have that full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. Whatever He gives, we are happy. Whatever He prevented, we are also happy because we trust His wisdom. So this is very essential, my brothers and sisters in Islam, for us to cope with trials and tribulations, to immediately remember that there is a wisdom behind it, and it is always for my own benefits if I demonstrated the right attitude. Another thing, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we should bear in mind and constantly remember is our own ignorance. We know very little about anything and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of that fact in the Quran. وَمَا أُتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Of knowledge, you've been given very, very little. Whatever advancement we have reached to today, compared to the ocean of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possess, is nothing. On the other hand, Whenever you are struck with calamity, an event that would shake you from inside out, remember, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may hate something which is good for you. You may love something, on the other hand, which is bad for you. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Because Allah knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise enough to do what He does. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But you do not know anything. When I was bedridden for nearly a year as a result of my back injury, I was desperate to walk again on my own without any aid, without any help from anyone. I was begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live a pain-free life. But subhanAllah al-Azim, little that I know, that this particular pain that I went through and this particular year of difficulty that I have experienced was the main reason for a whole book to be written filled with ideas and tips and inspirational quotes from the Quran, from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that helped so many people around the world to cope with their own pain. So was it good or not? It was good for me as a reminder to uplift my iman, and it was good for others, alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to inspire them and to perhaps deduce some lessons that can suit their own condition, their own situation. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not giving you always what you want. Rather, beg Him to guide you to act upon that which is pleasing to Him and beneficial for you, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is best and pleasing to Him. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.